I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wrestle me, Mark.
Wrestle me, Pete.
Oh, we're back with some WrestleMania 21. RKO. Hear it on the radio. RKO.
Dong.
Hear it on the stereo.
I was doing the Undertaker bit there. Just saying the word dong.
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 Well, I'm Pete Dongleton, and that is Mark.
KO. Mark KO. That just sort of works.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, RKO. Do you know what that stands for?
Right. Kickoff. I'm going to have a right kickoff.
Randy Knockout.
Oh,
no,
right,
it doesn't. Okay. It's Randall Kenneth Orton, which is his full name.
Well, that works, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I believe his father, who we see in this match against The Undertaker, Cowboy Bob Orton, I believe his real name is Keith Orton.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's Robert Keith Orton.
Calbert Bob Robert Keith Orton.
It's, I wonder if they are any relation to Joe Orton, because it's not that common a surname.
Or Beth Orton, the singer.
Or Beth Orton. Oh, it's quite a common name, isn't it? Probably not likely.
I like big families, though, that kind of like, oh, they're in that family. Like,
yeah.
The singer, I wasn't watching, but I was doing an announcement for DMAX TV station, and it was the Kilchers. I think it was Alaska, some kind of off-grid Alaskan show, where these people live off-grid, and the Kilchers they had this famous daughter, and it was Jewel the singer. And like, she just visits every now and again. I'm like, what? I've done about 10 series of this and I had no idea, because I've never watched any of it.
Do you naturally, and it's so stupid this, do you naturally warm to people who have got, apart from your immediate family, your same surname? I'm not warm to my immediate family.
My hero by the Foo Fighters is written about a man, Dave Grohl's stepdad, called Chip Donaldson, I believe. And I've always thought in my head, I reckon me and Dave are on because of that.
I have that with the wrestler Billy Jack Haynes, who is, there were some funny stories about murders he'd witnessed. But I remember, back in about 1990 when I sort of got into it, and I'd read sort of like Pro Wrestling Illustrated and The Wrestler and Inside Wrestling, these magazines that came out, and they were top tier ones. And then you get sort of ones that weren't as good, like Main Event Wrestling and, Wrestling Superstars that would feature what I now know to be essentially shows that took place in front of 15 people. And at the time it was just like, wow, it's so exciting, America's full of wrestling and stuff, and everything looked like it was the same, but they'd often have things about Billy Jack Haynes, and whenever I'd see that, I'd go, I hope he's doing well. Stupid, isn't
he's
it
doing all right.
Really stupid. The answer is, was he doing well? No.
Actually, speaking of D-Max, Pete Rose visited the set of Tanked, which is a inexplicably a TV show about two men who make tanks for aquariums, and Pete Rose wanted one, and a couple of links. I just ran out of things to say. So Pete Rose, baseball legend. Pete Rose wants a tank. Let's hope Kane doesn't turn up. It's so rubbish. People are like, I don't even know who Pete Rose is. Never mind his relationship with a wrestler called Kane.
There'll be one person who heard that link who went, did I just hear that? I can't have done.
So if you want that, D-Max. It's on Freeview now. Get involved.
Undertaker versus Randy Orton. My mother's maiden name was Undertaker. Not true. This is one of the first times that they really suddenly go, oh, okay, there's the streak.
Yes.
So it's been mentioned a few times before that he's got this perfect WrestleMania record. Mm. But this is the first time you get someone coming out who says, I am going to destroy your perfect record at WrestleMania. and it's Randy Orton. And Randy Orton in this is the perfect person to choose. The match itself gets really good, but it's one of the better Undertaker matches up to this point, really. But Randy Orton is the right guy to choose because there was this sense of this WrestleMania being about making new stars. So you end up having John Cena going over in the main event, Batista going over in the main event. This is very much the young people are coming through.
So you expect there's a bit more peril because you expect him to go
total up. Peril.
Right.
So one of the problems they had with the streak is that people became so sure it wasn't going to be broken that it ruined the matches.
Yeah.
What they got from that was the payoff when it finally did get broken, that people couldn't believe they'd broken it.
Yeah.
In this one, they're still working on that thing where people are going, oh, right, that's sort of interesting. I didn't have any idea. But they continually think that Randy Orton can win. And it's only when they think Undertaker's going to lose that the whole crowd get totally invested in this match. They are really... There's two kickouts where the crowd are going, I had no idea, but I'm actually relieved he's kicked out. I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't know that emotion was going to hit me. But you can see them all going, holy, you know, gah. And then laughing with each other, going, I don't know what I'm doing either. You know, but it's great. It's great storytelling. And what that gave Undertaker was, as we have said this probably a long time ago now, probably on WrestleMania 7, but what this is a unique thing that Undertaker has, which is a legitimate record in an illegitimate sport. So you can, you know, win any belts, you can lose any belts, it doesn't matter. But he has a thing where in real life he is not losing at WrestleMania, and that becomes the only legitimate sports record in wrestling. And it's, you know, it sold out a lot of WrestleManias, that streak. And when it gets broken, I mean, it was absolutely astonishing.
Well, he's sort of described as the veteran, like, in this ring. It's 2005, mate. You've got a long time to go.
He's 40 here. He's 53 now. And he's still performing. I mean, he performed last weekend at a pay-per-view called Extreme Rules. He also did his dreadful Saudi Arabia, the Crown Jewel show, I think
it was
called.
Didn't he drop Goldberg on his head?
Yeah. They both dropped each other on their heads as much as the other. Let's not apportion blame.
I like that.
And Michael Cole says, like, The Undertaker's 12 for zero. That's like a football team going 12 straight wins in Super Bowls. Yeah, Michael, I understand what is meant by the streak. there's a bit where they have an opening where they show that Randy Orton... So Randy Orton, by this time, he's beaten Chris Benoit for the belt the year before. At 24, he's become the youngest champion in WWE history. I think a record that stands until possibly Brock Lesnar comes along, can't remember. And Orton basically is a good guy feuding with Triple H and Batista. And what they did was they made him overnight from a bad guy who'd beaten Chris Benoit. The next night on Raw, he's turned on by Evolution and becomes a good guy.
Yeah.
And it was much too rushed. I think what they were hoping for was that they would do Randy Orton versus Triple H at this WrestleMania. But they blew it. You blew it,
Sam. You blew it.
And what happens is that Batista's turn is much slower, it's got a better build, and by the time WrestleMania comes around, that storyline is peaking. So Randy Orton slightly finds himself shuffled down the card. It's hard to say that facing The Undertaker at WrestleMania is being shuffled down the card, but he's certainly out of the title picture. And even though he's been the champion, he must be looking at John Cena and Batista getting their crowning at WrestleMania. It's impossible not to think, bollocks, that should have been me.
Yeah,
I should have had that big moment. This match is really, really good, and it's good for a number of reasons. Undertaker really works hard in this match, and what he's got at this point is he's got timing down pat. So it's the two counts that draw people in. It's the fake pins, and not just the sort of big, huge moves. Some of the moves he does, there's he does a leg drop on Randy Orton from the apron outside, and he does a sort of splash into the corner. And both of those moves, when you see them normally, you just go, it's a bit weak, you know, a bit crap. And these ones, it's like a car landing on Randy Orton every time. And you suddenly go, shit, he's fucking physical, isn't he? Really, really frightening.
He's big and heavy.
Randy Orton has become this bad guy again because he's had a bad year where he's been vanilla and lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
And he takes on a persona called the Legend Killer. And the Legend Killer is absolutely one of my favourite wrestling gimmicks of all time, because it isn't sort of going, you're dressed as a postman. It's just going, you are disrespectful to all those who have gone before.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, I think it starts with I think superstar Billy Graham, of all people.
Right.
Randy Orton effectively spits in his face.
Tears up a poster.
Randy Orton steals some drugs.
Sounds a class action suit against him.
And they show a few clips. So he has a feud with Mick Foley, which really does put him over. And he's just disrespectful. And there's one bit in it where it's still real to me, goddammit. There's a bit where he's sort of having a to and fro with Harley Race, and Harley Race is of the 70s and early 80s, the NWA perennial champion. Tremendously great, hard man. And Harley Race is there with his white hair in the audience, and Randy Orton spits in his face. And I actually found myself going, don't like that. Don't like it. It's too disrespectful.
Yeah.
Good gimmick. Good
nice.
Gimmick.
I like
and so
that.
They set Undertaker up for the first time as well, where someone is saying, you're a legend. And I'm going to take you down.
Yeah.
And that just lifts this match to something else that, you know, you've not really seen before.
Mm.
It's a funny thing where Undertaker at 40, they are sort of talking about him being the veteran and things.
Mm.
But they've also sort of gone, he's a legend and he's a future Hall of Famer. So it makes him this special attraction.
Yeah.
And he keeps that for years.
And with the Hall of Fame, I guess that kind of accentuates the whole, we've been here for a while, we've built this company, and he's this little shit.
We get that sense of we're celebrating legacy, and here comes Randy Orton, who we don't like because we're incels. And here's Randy Orton with his tight little body and his little shorts and his arrogant face and his probably expensive watch. And he's doing what we all want to do. And,
we don't want to work for it.
No. We all could have done it, couldn't we? he comes out and he plays an arrogant, shitty little heel. And he is so good at it. Every time he's been interviewed about, you know, where he is in his career, he's always saying, I just want to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
So if he's a bad guy, he's like, I'm loving it. And if he's a good guy, he's like, I just want to be a bad guy. I don't understand why they're making me do this. And there is something about him that's hateable. And he's sort of, later on in his career, they begin to introduce sort of snake imagery. It's, you know, that he's the viper, Randy Orton.
Right. Okay.
And there's just something about him that everyone looks at him and just goes, don't trust you.
Yeah.
Don't like you. You're nasty.
Have they ever, they've never used his dereliction of duty angle?
Some things you don't joke about.
Thank you for your service. Hiding in the basement. Come on, Randy. Yeah, I'm just calling him out, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. Oh, it'd be so good. WrestleMania next year. Somehow it's you versus Randy Orton.
Separating every
me standing
last
at the side dressed as Eugene.
How did this happen?
I'm going to subvert that character by having a wank. But the opening they have, there's a good bit as well, where I like the fact that Undertaker is just sort of, I don't know, like he's gone a bit mad, and he doesn't remember what his gimmick is anymore. And they have a bit where Andy Orton's like, I'm a legend killer, and you're just the next one on the list, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to destroy your streak. And Undertaker, it opens, and it shows loads of people who he's beaten at WrestleMania, they begin doing the countdowns, and he just says, there have been many dragons. He doesn't say there have, he goes, there have been many dragons, Sheevan Dodd. There have been many dragons. Dragons who try and lay siege to my kingdom. And that is nothing to do with an Undertaker, right? There's no dragons, no kingdom for an Undertaker. At the end, Michael Cole just says, a half second here and there, and Randy Orton could have slain the dragon. No, Michael, right? Not only are there no dragons, Undertaker is the one whose kingdom is being oppressed by them. So if we're going to get this wrong, get it right wrong.
The Undertaker doesn't have a dragon.
Not wrong.
No.
You can make it fucking clearer. The dragons are attacking.
Ah.
Furious. In comes Randy Orton with his father, Cowboy Bob Orton, who is, again, another Hall of Fame member from the night before.
Mm.
And Randy Orton, did he need his dad? I don't know, but his dad is funny and I like him. And his dad had a gimmick for a long number of years of having a plaster cast on his arm from a bone that never healed sort of thing. And he'd interfere in matches. Ironically, that gimmick, it was because he had a bone in his arm that wouldn't heal.
Oh, no.
It didn't heal until he left the WWE in 1987 and got some time off.
That's a good
and
sign.
Then it healed.
That's a bloody good sign.
You know what your
isn't
gimmick
it?
Is? What is it? Wincing. Just constantly screaming.
Yelping like a dog that's had its foot trodden.
It'll be brilliant. The end of every match, someone will grab your leg and you'll just scream and you'll pass out. It'll be fucking brilliant, mate. Really good.
The
Undertaker entrance as well, they're beginning to put a bit more thought into people's individual entrances now. So we're not just coming out to our music. And he has the Druids come out.
Yes.
With their sort of lit torches.
I don't like them.
Do you not?
Rubbish.
What's rubbish about them?
I don't know. I just thought he'd reclaimed so much self-respect with his American badass thing. I just thought we're going back to the old days.
I bet he wasn't happy about it.
I bet he wasn't. He's. I was just googling then whether it's legally okay, but he's the second worst Undertaker. He's a man who literally ends lives. He's a man who kills people. There was a Hartlepool, very famous Hartlepool Undertaker, one of the only ones you would ever mention. If you said the Undertaker in town, it would be him. He was jailed for 20 years for targeting vulnerable children in Boys Brigade.
Oh.
And also public toilets. And also his own funeral parlour. And that's what he looks like. So there he goes.
Oh, he looks exactly like you'd imagine he would.
He looks like every older man from Hartlepool, Mark, my hometown. So yeah, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a bit of bother.
I will be talking about some wrestlers in a while who have been found guilty of very similar crimes.
Get on a non-swing.
And also a wrestling serial killer.
Oh! Come on!
Something to look forward
to. Have a bit of that.
We are going to have to put the words true crime in the thing. really help
in
us.
In the old title. More business for The Undertaker, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. The good, I'll tell you what though, good match. It's
enjoyable.
Orton can be boring. Undertaker is beginning to sort of go, this WrestleMania thing is actually a good night for me. Mm. And it's beginning to, he's just bringing a big show to it. It becomes a person who you can't see being beaten, and that's why it becomes exciting. And this match is a perfect example. Undertaker's got little gloves on. He's still doing a bit of his, I'm not just an Undertaker, I'm an Undertaker who does MMA. They've actually got the UFC logo on the gloves.
Have
quite
they?
Big, yeah.
Oh, is it like a, oh, what's
I was thinking
that's, there?
That's a bit strange.
That is a bit strange.
Yeah, a bit weird.
Did he have a sponsorship or something?
I don't know. No, I don't think you can get sponsored, but I mean,
was that a come and get me? Was that a come and get me plea? Yeah,
do you know what? I think it was. I think he began doing a little bit of training.
Did he, right?
I think he had that thing of going, I'll do a little bit of training, and then I can hang around and everyone could go, man, if you weren't 40, you'd have dominated this sport, and I can go, yeah. I think it was a bit like that. Quite a lot of wrestlers have done that.
Right, okay.
Apart from Brock Lesnar and CM Punk.
Who actually did it. And
Did CM Punk do it? No, he was there while it was happening to him.
Wasn't he going to have a... Yeah. He was in the ring. He got in the ring.
Batista has done an MMA match.
Has
which he?
He
won. Yeah, he did one shortly after leaving WWE.
Oh, I don't like to see him actually fighting.
He said, I want to do it once.
Oh, right.
And he's only done it once. And he did win.
Yeah.
He gassed quite quickly, but he manages to overpower the guy. A couple of other people we'll talk about as we get to them later, but Alberto Del Rio, who's in later WrestleManias, he had, not a bad... certainly high-profile MMA career.
Nice.
One of the few MMA fighters to ever wrestle wearing have an MMA fight wearing a wrestling mask.
Oh, are you allowed to do that? Because that would protect
not really,
your face,
no.
wouldn't
it? It was sort of modified, so it was absolutely pointless. You could see his face, and it was sort of like still on his face.
Yeah.
But it wasn't on his face for long because it was kicked off by Mirko Krokop pretty comprehensively.
I think WrestleMania, what are we up to now? WrestleMania 35. So next one will be 36, no? I think the Bagel Man from... We should get in the upset. He did himself. He's a man who's very upset. I think he's actually going to do a celebrity boxing match with. Do you remember that bloke who there was a rapist on the loose? I think.
Oh my!
And he was basically this kind of like.
He thought that celebrity boxing was a bit tawdry.
Yeah, I know.
And you go. There's a man who kicked off in a bagel thing about not fucking women, and then do you remember there was that rapist on the loose?
No, he was talking about the rapist. It was. it was like it got auto-tuned to music, but he was like. There's a rapist all around here. Hide your wife, hide your kids. Remember him? He was like, he was very charismatic.
Is this
hide your wife, hide your kids. There's a rapist all up in here. I'm the rapist Undertaker. But hide your wife, hide your kids. And I think he might be boxing the Bagel Man, who has already got some press shots of him doing the Hulk Hogan flex.
I noticed he was doing an interview with Sam Roberts, who is a guy who does a lot of, he does a wrestling podcast.
Right.
And they'd done an interview. And this guy had turned, they were like, we got the interview with the bagel guy. And he was standing there, the bagel guy, in a specially made, locally done shirt that had the name of some kind of media company on it.
Right, okay.
He is savvy.
When I first saw the clip, I was like, whoa, he's hurting. There's something wrong with him. I think he's being racist, I'm a misogynistic. But then he got flattened by a man. I'm not even funny. if a big, like a big guy sees an opportunity like that, they're not going to take it. Someone like me jumping on the little guy, that's a thing, because I'm like,
yeah,
this is the only chance I'm ever going to get to be punch a man in the face.
The whole way through, I was watching that, I was thinking, oh, I hope someone fucking lamps him. And then as soon as the bloke who lamped him was not too big, I was like, leave him alone.
He's too big, yeah, exactly. He's too big. So I think, and then he was interviewed and he was saying he was Martin Luther King. And I was like, oh, is he just a bit loopy or is he just a guy who gets upset about things? Or is he
in line?
Or is it a nonsense? Who knows these days, for crying out loud?
The important thing is everyone's going to get seen get beat up on telly.
I don't know, man. I reckon he probably has the beating of the hide your wife, hide your kids, man.
I'm looking forward to seeing the 50p fish man go up against that Belgian who had the swirled face that they unswirled. Yeah. Savory.
Oh, I'm such a swirly man. We might even have talked about him on this podcast.
I think we might have done. Yeah.
Does he look like Sean Keefe?
Oh dear.
Terrible. If you're going to use a Photoshop filter to obscure your face in a fit of Far East paedophilia,
don't give people advice.
Don't use the squats, the swirlies. Christ.
Put a frightening mask on.
Not the Rey Mysterio one.
No.
It's too visible.
That one keeps coming off. You need your hands for other things.
Oh, right. Good God.
Oh, please stop.
Good
Will you
Lord.
Stop?
Will you stop?
A couple of things from this match. One that I like is Undertaker comes down to the ring on a platform with dry ice around it.
Yes.
And it's, you know, you can't see the platform. He just glides along. But Taz has been told you have to start going, how's he doing that? What?
Oh, right,
my God,
okay.
It must be supernatural and things. Taz, got to have some dignity, mate.
Taz, don't say yes to everything.
I know you can hear it down your ear, mate, but you just got to knock it back one, right? And then pretend it's not working.
Oh, sorry, hold it like you can't hear properly. It's going, oh, how's he doing that?
He's properly going. I mean, that's just sinister. It's terrifying. It's like no one else in the audience is shitting themselves, Taz.
No.
You know, so
can't see his legs at all, so he could just be walking, mate.
Taz is the human suplex machine, and I was thinking, oh, I wish I was around then, because I really would like to have leant over and just gone, human bullshit machine. He would have absolutely killed me. You'd take my eye out.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yep, it is time for the first ever sumo match. We're going to send it up to our ring announcer, Tony Chimmel.
Second thing, just while we're on Cowboy Bob Orton. Mm. So he's good in this. He gets knocked off the ring and stuff, takes a great bump. And he's good. He's good in this. You know, I don't think Randy Orton necessarily needed him for the rub. I think they were just a bit like, it's nice to have his dad here, because occasionally people will beat his dad up.
Yeah.
And then it stops Randy looking weak. But it's a way that people will go, oh, that was good. I got to see one of them get beaten up.
Yeah. While he's RKO and Stacy Keebler.
Yes. Interesting trivia fact, that would be the last male on female violence in WWE for 4 years.
Oh, really?
And it would take another 4 years before Randy Orton DDT'd Stephanie McMahon. But yeah, funnily enough, he also he broke a long reign of no physical contact between male and female performers in last year's Royal Rumble when he gave an RKO to Nia Jax.
What's is this his ideas? I want to hurt a woman. I'm not allowed to do it in real life.
I was thinking to myself, I'm just going to distance myself, because when he's listening to that over and over again through some headphones, psyching himself up on a plane over it.
I don't think you need to psych himself
up. I'm going to talk about his dad now. So, I mean, it's not going to make things better. They had a feud with The Undertaker, and it did last most of the year. Mm. The problem at this period is there aren't a huge amount of main eventers around. Kurt Angle has been injured. Shawn Michaels is not doing, you know, full time. Brock Lesnar's left. Eddie Guerrero will pass away. Mm. So you begin to sort of thin out a bit. Randy Orton and Undertaker, they feud for pretty much a whole year. And in, I think it's probably around December, Armageddon 2005, they had a cage match, which is Randy and Bob Orton versus The Undertaker.
How old is Bob Orton?
Probably about 60. You know, not far off from what The Undertaker is now.
No, true.
And they have a very, very bloody match where The Undertaker busts open Bob Orton and it's a sort of bloodbath. And it's, you know, he gets dragged out. Only afterwards did The Undertaker learn that Cowboy Bob Orton had hepatitis.
Jesus.
So he believed he had it early in his life, hepatitis C. He'd been diagnosed with it. I'm never quite sure what hepatitis is, and I realise now I should have Googled it because I'm sure Google will cover it. But they say it's a dangerous disease because it causes liver complications, but it can only be transmitted through blood.
Yeah.
So Undertaker was absolutely furious about this, going, you've put me in a ring. He was encouraged, you know, that it was all scripted, the blood. Mm. He felt, I think John Laurinaitis, who was the talent booker at the time, he had known about Cowboy Bob Orton having Hep C. Mm. Undertaker was...
Well, he's got Laurinaitis, so... kept that quiet, didn't he?
John Laurinaitis also married the mother of Nikki and Brie Bella, which, if you watch Total Bellas, the E! Reality show, which my wife loves on the network, you can see him not disclosing other people's medical ailments, I suppose. But Cowboy Bob Orton, at the Undertaker's insistence, was fired afterwards.
Right, okay, yeah.
So that feud didn't end quite as sort of much fun as it began.
Do they not have medical records then as a part of their whole... Like...
Yeah, it was known he had Hep C, but no one told The Undertaker.
Good God.
I know, it does seem mental, doesn't it?
It does seem mad because Undertaker is massive and so important to the company at this point, I presume. I mean, like...
Just that thing, I went and I did my job. How did it go? Yeah, I got Hep C.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Could they have avoided that? Yeah, easily.
Who else have you seen at rest? Abdul the Butcher?
Yes.
Pamela Anderson, she's got it.
Has she?
Yeah, she has it.
When did she fight Abdullah?
In an embassy.
A quick one here. Fourth match, I think it is. But it's Trish Stratus, the women's champion, versus Christy Hemme.
Yes.
Christy Hemme was not going to be the original opponent. It was supposed to be Lita. Oh. But Lita had a torn ACL.
Oh, no.
This posed a bit of a problem because Trish Stratus at this point has become the best wrestler in North America. And after her, it's Lita. And Lita is not nearly as good as Trish Stratus.
Right.
And after that, there's no one left. So there's no one for her to fight. So they end up putting in Christy Hemme. And Christy Hemme had won a Diva Search in 2005. And considering, maybe 2004, considering this is early 2005, she's had less than a year's wrestling training and probably not even close to that. She had done Playboy for the WWE, and that was a part of a big thing they used to do every year at this time. It would be the pre-WrestleMania Playboy. Great PR for them.
Yeah.
At the expense of one of their performers. And Christy Hemme, they continually say through this, oh, you know, she's had absolutely not very much training, but she's working very hard, and you just go, they know it's going to be a disaster. And what's quite clever in this is Trish Stratus portrays an arrogant, shitty, heelish persona where she's got no respect for her opponent. And you can really see this actually today in the character of Alexa Bliss. That seems like a very similar sort of character note. But poor Christy Hemme does so badly in this. And she is so out of her depth, and yet she tries. It's not, I don't think you'd necessarily watch it and go, this is appalling, but you can see that she just doesn't know what's.
Well, she sort of says, like, oh, I've had some training, that's surprising, isn't it? But then she comes on, she's not very good. So you're like, none of these angles work, really.
No. What is funny, though, is she does actually then score a 3 count on Trish,
yes.
But she's not supposed to. And I don't think that's her fault. I think Trish should have really, kicked out on that, but Trish has either not quite heard the count. And the referee goes, 1, 2, and Trish is still down. And he just goes, I'm going to stop counting. And then Trish gets out, kicks Christy Hemme, and it's over. The one thing about this that you have is you sort of, again, my heart sank, is because the way the Raw and SmackDown have been split up, you've got Taz and Michael Cole doing SmackDown matches,
yeah.
And you've got JR and Jerry Lawler doing this. And as soon as those girls come out, you sort of go, thank God Jerry Lawler is here to remind me that women have primary sexual organs. Because without him, I wouldn't fucking know.
No, exactly.
I mean, the less said about that, the better. I mean, Trish Stratus is she is great. She's a real trailblazer. And even in this match, she's actually really good. Mm. But, I mean, it's mercifully short.
Yeah.
But somehow not short enough.
Well, the preamble has got a spray painting the word slut on Hemmer's back.
Yeah, actually, worth saying as well, Trish Stratus. Like I'm lecturing Trish Stratus. There was a pause there that I didn't mean to do. It's worth saying, Trish Stratus is one of the only people who, when they've done a wrestling angle where they've had to spray something in spray paint on someone's body, where it's actually legible.
Yeah.
She does a really good job. She writes the word slut. It's brilliant. And later on in the build-up to the JBL thing, you see
John Cena's writing FU.
Yeah.
And
it looks like it says
P.
Yeah, PU. Which sort of works, but
P-U.
It's not what was intended.
Would you like us to end this episode with a list of celebrities who, in the past, have contracted some form of hepatitis?
I would.
Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Also in attendance at WrestleMania 21.
Why is nobody mentioning any of these celebrities?
Mental.
This is driving me mad.
Mental. They didn't cut to him.
Well, apparently, Pamela Anderson has declared that she is cured of the disease in the fall of 2015. Infected by Tommy Lee Jones, of course.
Is there
not Tommy Lee Jones?
I didn't know there was...
Not Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Lee... not Tommy Lee Jones, let's make that very clear. Although he does appear on a lot of cans of coffee in Japan. Ken Watanabe is from Japan. He also has hepatitis C.
It seems to me that there's a very clear link with if you've been to WrestleMania, you end up with Hep C.
I'm going
to
say Steven Tyler. Is he there?
I think, is he there? I don't think he's ever been there.
Yeah.
He's probably been to a Raw where he contracted Hep C.
It's treatable. He says he received 11 months of chemotherapy to treat Hep C. What's that about? It's crazy.
I've never heard about that.
That's wild.
Man.
Anita Roddick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She died. And you can't libel a dead baby.
The libel is that she's dead.
What?
I mean, the only thing you said about her was she had Hep C and she's dead.
Yeah.
Neither of those are libelous.
No. Well, I think saying someone is hepatitis positive, Hep C positive, is a negative in the legal establishment.
Hep C chat.
We knew this was where we would end up, for crying out loud. And this is where we have ended up.
If there are any wrestlers listening, they will genuinely go, actually, this is quite useful.
There's a lot of...
Can be cured, I've written on the pad.
There's a lot of... It's very expensive, apparently. There's a lot of...
Cross that out. There are,
will my... I don't have any insurance. I guess Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top... just to round up appears. And more stars and, geared up with Mark Helgenberger from CSI. And then I went down to Billy Gibbons' ZZ Top Hall, where Billy Gibbons is in the TV show Bones quite a lot. So
is
I've watched
he?
A lot. He plays the father of one of the characters. So I watched several clips of Billy Gibbons, a man I had no interest in and still don't.
Billy Gibbons
watched him
is,
clip his showreel, basically.
Is a genuinely huge fan of the WWE.
Is he, right?
And you still see him on the shows today.
Nice.
And they've now got that thing where instead of going it's Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, they will just cut to him and they go, there he is, Billy Gibbons.
Hello, Billy.
Huge fan of the WWE, look at him, he's having a great time. And they're just, it's that thing where he's gone from being someone cool and credible to them just going, oh, here he is, good old Billy. It's a really nice thing. But you see him a lot, all the shows that come to, I presume, like LA or where it is. He's usually there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
A super fan.
Well, that's what Billy Corgan said. He said, I've been to 4 WrestleManias in my life. WWE have always been very kind to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's Michael Jackson now. He is. He just is.
Oh, I hope he gets it. I don't. Why would I wish that on anyone?
No.
Have we got quick time, do you reckon?
A quick time? A quick time for what exactly?
I'd like to talk about Marty Jannetty.
All right then. Well, let's round up with this episode.
There's always
time for a bit of Party Marty.
So we're leading into Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels.
Right, okay.
And as part of the build for this, they had Kurt Angle having a basic sort of storyline where he was saying, when I was winning my gold medal, you were doing WrestleMania 12 at the top of the world.
Sorry, I've said, sorry, Kurt Angle. Why, if it's a short angle?
Yeah.
Could it, Kurt Angle. Like if it's a short, kind of like to the point angle, it just lasts a week. It's Kurt Angle's Kurt Angle.
That's a good idea.
Sorry, carry on.
I will do. Because mine is not short. Mine will go on.
I'm glad that you've finally become exhausted by my interruptions that go nowhere, don't make any sense. I'm particularly tired today. I'm so sorry, Mark. I'm just a child.
I've gone a bit silly now. Oh, there we are. So as part of it, they were doing Angle saying, everyone was saying, you're the greatest wrestler in the world, something no one ever said about, like, you know, the proper thing. And Kurt Angle was like, but how dare you? What an insult to me.
Right.
When I am winning gold medals, I am the greatest. And they have this WrestleMania thing. Mm. And as part of it, Kurt begins taking people from Shawn Michaels' old life. So there's a bit where he has a sensational Sherry comes as his valet bought, and she
I'd like to have seen that.
Oh, you'd love to see it. There's a classic bit where he sings, I'm just a sexy Kurt. Right. Sounds like your Kurt Angle's Kurt Angle.
Yeah. That is a thing that they probably didn't use again.
She sings, I'm just a sexy Kurt, while he does it. And Kurt Angle cannot carry a tune, which is always a good sign in someone if they're willing to sing and they can't carry a tune. You go, you're all right. One of the other things he did was he brought back Marty Jannetty to the WWE to just sort of say, I'm going to beat your partner, and your partner was the better one. Mm. Not strictly true. History does not find that to be the case. So Kurt Angle on SmackDown has a match with Marty Jannetty.
Right.
Marty Jannetty's been gone for a long time due to all sorts of problems.
All sorts of stuff.
And Jannetty and Angle have a really good 20-minute match that everyone is astonished by. And so Jannetty's been brought back for this one show, and the WWE offered him a contract. So he came in on March. He was released in July.
Don't give an alcoholic money.
Then they rehired him in February 2006.
Right, okay.
On March the 3rd, they announced they'd severed all their professional ties with him once again.
No.
On September the 15th in 2006, they signed Marty Jannetty to another contract, and they said he'd be returning as a veteran to work with younger talent, and he would be granted a full-time contract pending the success of that venture.
Okay.
That was September the 15th. He was rumoured to have been released on September the 29th, which he denied, but on December the 24th, the WWE confirmed that they were not going to be using him anymore.
What? Why did they keep on bringing him back?
In the space of those, 18 months, he was hired and fired on 3 separate occasions.
Magical.
Just insane.
He must do amazing either exit interviews or entry interviews.
I think so. I think he's one of those guys as well who the small things in your past where you've been banned from, you know, going into Canada because, you know, you got caught with XYZ, or you're not allowed in this state because there's a warrant standing out for unpaid child support. I think they found, certainly with the last time, they said, look, there's court orders which mean
we can't
take him out of Florida.
Yeah, right.
So what can we do?
Yeah.
So a lot of things caught up with him.
Yeah.
So we've talked about Marty Jannetty before, because I think when we must have been in episode 5 or something, and it was the same week as he had a Facebook post under his name go up, which he now says was nothing to do with
him. His exact style he writes in.
Hackers often replicate the sort of things that you would say and do for no seeming financial benefit. And he caused a big stir. This is September 2017, when he was asking whether it would be okay if he had sex with his daughter, having found out that he and her were not biologically related after all. Mm. He denied writing that, obviously. We've made that clear. The words, that she's fucking hot.
She's fucking hot.
But she'd been daughter. He's done some interviews fairly recently talking about that thing.
Beautiful.
He is angry that despite the blood, sweat and tears that he put into his wrestling career, people now remember him as the guy who wanted to fuck his daughter. He said, he had an interview with The Sun. I'm still getting bombarded with emails and messages about this, and fans at live events ask me questions about it. In fact, every damn body seems to have their own podcast now and wants me to go on there to talk about that disgusting post. Of course, I'd never think anything like that. It's messed up. It makes me mad because I wonder if in 25 years from now, will they still be saying, that pervert wanted to fuck his daughter? Oh, no. I spoke to my lawyer and there's nothing I can do about it. He said, now...
records will be exposed.
There's nothing you can do about that. I mean, it's a monstrous libel. Yeah. There's absolutely nothing you can do about that.
Oh, no.
I say that as a lawyer.
Oh, no, look.
Yeah, this is yesterday, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah. I've just typed in Marty Jannetty on Facebook. If you're a member of Facebook, you can look at this.
Yeah, so yesterday he put up a load of pictures of that daughter. Mm. You think my daughter loves me? I know I loves her, but she's so jaded. And I might be the one that jaded her. My mummy says she's doing great things with her life. Happy about that. Just wish she wouldn't shut me out. Let me back in. I promise I won't mess up this time. So,
Marty, just to clear up a few things, what do you think the word jaded means?
Not quite right. If you look at the day before, you'll see he was successfully catfished by someone using a photograph of the former Hollyoaks actress, Georgie Porter.
What? I'm supposed to be called.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
29th of May. Here's the update. What? When your neighbour girl throws a brick through your window, I hate to call the police, F that, but what if she does, claiming you tried to rape her? She's right, but I'm not NWO, Fizzuck the police. Maybe I do need to call them on this. His updates are a mixture of talking about forgetting women's names after having threesomes with them, waking up with people he doesn't know, and a long series of showing the injuries that he's got off a cat that he throws beer cans at, right? So...
Would it enchant you or surprise you to learn that I have two mutual friends with Party Marty Jannetty on Facebook? A man called Lee Holland and a man called Sean Brennan, who is a legitimate wrestler, who I met in Japan once.
Yes, and we've talked about Sean Brennan on the podcast.
We have.
worth saying, I mean, I actually sort of, when I'd gone back to this Marty Jannetty thing, I thought, God, didn't I read something last week? And so there was an online cry for help a couple of days ago. He basically said he'd been on a bender for 60 days. Mm. He said, look, for me, going from 350 days a year on the road and over 100 beautiful ladies per year to living in the backwoods Alabama right now and only doing shows on the weekends, what the hell else am I going to do during the week? Drink, smoke a little plant, possibly throw a little powder up, and then have sex with all the neighbour girls. But it's got to stop.
Right. Throw a little powder.
I ain't doing shit but drinking, fucking, and waiting for the weekends.
That's why he does his work.
That went quite wide, that story, right, about cry for help. He's been on a bender. He'd basically, it's a funny thing, 60 days, you sort of go, that's a long time. Yeah. But it's basically from now, he'd sort of gone, I've been on a bender since WrestleMania ended. And I was like, shit, WrestleMania was a long time ago. A long time ago.
Oh, dear.
So how's Marty doing? Hopefully really well.
Yeah.
Everything he's posting suggests it's not going necessarily conventionally brilliantly.
Conventionally brilliant. Yeah. Self-employed. He lets himself work.
Yeah. Pete, don't go down this wormhole.
Oh,
it gets after a while it's a little bit like, I don't know, it's just bleak and depressing.
Family members, Dane Little, sister, Pat Gia, sister, Laura Ashley Foster, family member, and son, Gator Wolf. Not a clue.
There's a lot of pictures of women who he's all like, so what do you think of this hoe?
Right, okay,
and
yeah.
People are saying, I don't like the word hoe. And, hey, lighting up a call on my bird's hoes. All the girls' hoes. I mean...
Yeah, he's hugging a lot of women on these, yeah.
You're lost in a reverie there.
He's got a wolf, D. I think he's got a wolf dog.
It's supposed to be quite an interesting podcast, but I mean, for the last 15 minutes...
He just read.
You could hear one of them was audibly reading Facebook posts.
Oh, he's got really old scratched hands on that cat, that dog, Swaggy.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of times when I got no clothes on, I feel naked. Wait, what?
Oh, he's a joker. Oh,
who's this now? Wifey, gonna have a great life together. She likes to go to the strip clubs too. You can guess the rest. Love your test, Duff. Why am I reading out of a Facebook?
I'm going to tell you, those ones where he's talking about women as well.
Yeah, he has no connection to them, surely.
Some of them I don't think so. No. And they are repeated throughout the years, but just with different names and photographs. But it just being the consistent same thing.
Wonderful. It's like admin.
Oh, it's mental.
Marty.
I read it, and the more I was reading it, the more I was feeling hot and ill. I really sort of felt like, oh, God, I'm recovering from a massive night out just reading it. Made me feel absolutely horrible.
I love it. Well, we'll be back next week with more WrestleMania.
I know. You're desperate to end this so you can just get stuck into Marty Jannetty's Facebook.
I just need to go to the toilet for 5 minutes, all right?
Send him a picture of Georgie Porter, and he will talk to you all night long.
Oh, dear God. Oh, I've dressed up as a lady a few times. Do you reckon I could trick him?
I don't think you even need to trick him. I think he'd pretend he was being tricked. I don't think he gives a fuck anymore.
Oh, we're off to throw some powder up my nose. Rest of me, Mark.
Fucking up, Pete!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.